resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The coronavirus crisis triggering the worst day on Wall Street in decades.
The Nasdaq and the S&P 500 joined the Dow today in bear market territory, falling 20% from their most recent highs. The Dow saw its biggest loss since the crash of 1987, finishing the day at session lows, down 10%. Even the Fed's promise to inject $1.5 trillion into the market didn't do much to quell stocks.
The Fox Business Network's Christina Partsenevelis. President Trump defending his decision to impose a 30-day ban on travel from Europe without consulting EU leaders first.
We get along very well with European leaders, but we had to make a decision.
The president said the United Kingdom was not included on the list because they have strong borders and have less than 600 cases of coronavirus.
Fox's John Decker at the White House, the ban does not apply to American citizens in the EU. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. We have a very warm forecast for the next several days, and the rain chances most days will be rather sparse. For tonight, I think we're generally dry across the area and very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. For tomorrow, we'll take the rain chances slightly higher, around 40 to 50% perhaps in the afternoon as a weak front heads south. Upper 70s tomorrow will be near 80 or low 80s Saturday and Sunday with widely scattered, isolated showers at best. Many towns coming up dry. Not much change Monday and Tuesday, and the pollen count still in the medium high to high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The following program contains strong language and is intended only for mature audiences.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Time for the legal disclaimer. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives before implementation. So there.
Coming soon to a motion picture theater near you.
He found the lost ark. He's been to the Temple of Doom. And now he's back and starring in Indiana Ernest and the Secret of the Healthy Portfolio. Wild Animals. Bloodthirsty Savages. No flying airplanes with snakes in the cockpit.
The cockpit? What is it?
It's the little room in the front of the plane where the pilots sit. That's not important right now.
Nothing can stop Indiana Ernest from helping you whip your finances into shape. Indiana Ernest and the Secret of the Healthy Portfolio. Call Indiana Ernest at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. You want to watch it with that thing? It's incredible. It's indescribable. And it's in this theater. Indiana Ernest and the Secret of the Healthy Portfolio. Call Indiana Ernest about your portfolio today, or you might be saying,
I got a bad feeling about this.
Right guy, wrong movie, but you know what I'm talking about. It's Indiana Ernest and the Secret of the Healthy Portfolio. Don't fail to miss it.
Hey, snakes!
Okay, that sounds oddly like Christmas coming up there. I was scrambling to get one in, and it kept telling me all the files were corrupt.
Oh,
so when your files
I know it's like you got your corrupt files. Tire pressure in your car is low.
We got a lot of corruptness going on out here.
Yes, welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. It is Thursday evening, and ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Mr. Conspiracy himself, Terry Adams, and of course, Mr. I'll fix your portfolio. It's going to be all right. David Ernest.
There you go.
How is everybody?
Doing great.
Doing okay, man.
My clients are not losing any money today.
Exactly.
So we're making money.
Yay. They're doing
below the line.
I got something for you here, you asked for, if I can find it. I've been having trouble finding stuff on this thing today. I believe it's a conspiracy, I think.
You think?
Okay, here we go. I found it. This is what we'd like to hear. Nope, that's what we're hearing. That's what we'd like to hear.
Well, that's what my clients hear.
That's the market. Now, your clients,
they don't hear that. No. They hear that.
That's the
They calling me, thanking me. Thank you. I'm so glad I listened to you. Some of the people who just got out in the nick of time. You know, I've been saying for months this is going to happen.
Yes, you have.
And why did I think it was going to happen? Because it was going up too fast. All you got to do, history does repeat itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this one was pretty obvious that something was going to happen. I didn't know it was a virus, but I'm not surprised because it was almost going to be anything.
Well,
to do it.
I'll tell you what I think. I think this was just a good opportunity. This came up, and they said, "Well, let's jump on this. This is we can get behind this and push it, and make everybody scared, and they'll start getting their money out of the market, and make the market go down." And
they did that. All right,
blame it on Trump.
Yeah, that'll make Trump.
Yeah, blame it on Trump.
So there you go.
Yeah. So bats, cats, rats, and let's all scat.
There you go.
Because that's what they're doing. That's because it all originated from a bat or a rat, supposedly, anyway. Yeah.
Evidently, those are delicacies over there in China.
Yeah, well, you know, that with a Corona beer, I think.
Uh-huh. let's have, some rat tattooey, as they
say. The thing about it is we know it's a serious situation. We're not, when we do this, we're not making fun of the situation. What we're doing is we're saying it is serious for several reasons. Something weird's happening on Wall Street, and it's not just the stock sell-off.
Yeah.
Something is happening underneath. Personally, I think some kind of manipulation has been pulled by a crowd of people who wanted this to happen. Personally, I think they knew it was overdue for a correction, and they kind of like pushed it in the direction that when it started falling.
Absolutely.
It wanted to just cause a catastrophe, and that's what's happening.
Well, I see a couple of reasons for this. First off, I believe it's a bioweapon, and I also believe that the weaponized, totally controlled, and treasonous mainstream media is way overblowing this to scare the bejesus out of the average person. And it could be that they're going to run this thing all the way out to totally implode the economy so they can institute their digital currency. It's kind of where I think this is headed, and I hope I'm wrong.
It's getting like way out there. They're canceling like the March Madness.
Yes,
these big St. Patrick's Day parades they have, and I just saw a minute ago where there's a basketball player who was making a joke here. It's been several weeks ago about he had the coronavirus. And he starts touching all the microphones and rubbing the table. Ooh. Well, now they're all over him.
Oh, yeah.
See, now, this is before this mess started.
I know.
But they're all over him about doing that now. So,
yeah,
you know,
they're
just trying to...
Well, you know, they got pictures of the 1918 flu epidemic. Killed all those people. They had pictures of them in New York. And he said, here's a picture of 200,000 people. You know how many of them died? And they had some kind of... 3,000 people or something like that died of that. I don't know how they knew it was that group, but the thing is, that scares people to death.
Yeah,
I mean, why do you need to say stuff like that? And it probably wasn't even true.
And well, the thing is, what was that? 102 years ago.
My granddaddy was, he got that flu, almost died. He was in the World War One, and he survived.
But the thing is, I mean, back in those days, you couldn't run down to the dock in the box. You couldn't go to CVS and get you some Robitussin or something. I mean, it was a lot different back then.
No pharmaceuticals?
Yeah. No. Not like we have now.
No. Sure. But, you know, a lot of people have a sinking feeling. Mm-hmm. Reminiscent of all the global financial crisis, worse than the, you know. In other words, there's people who don't remember these sinking feelings, you know. And these are things that have happened over and over and over and over. We've talked about this over and over and over. These corrections, recessions, semi-depressions, like we had in the Great Recession, they happen. And when the stock market gets up too high, which it was. We've been preaching this for months. Guys, why didn't you listen to me?
Only one direction it can go.
I told you to get out, and you wouldn't listen to me. Whose fault's that? Not mine. Anyway, so what I'm telling you right now is I have this sinking feeling that it's not over with yet. We do have rescue programs that can rescue you and, you know, add some money, some value back. How far down is this thing going to go? Well, we don't... If it's based on enthusiasm, where's the enthusiasm? Where is some kind of enthusiasm? People, you know, all of us humans react negatively to negative, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, people are scared to death. Of course, the brokers are telling them and the financial advisors are telling them, hang on, don't worry, it'll come back, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. It's true. The question is not if... The question is, when will it come back? It might come back tomorrow, but it might be 5 or 10 years away. We may go down another 20, 30 points before it even stops going down. We don't know what this... People stopping working in China, people stopping working in the United States. When we stop making things, the companies have no value like they would have had.
Bingo.
So... What Terry is saying is, could there be a possibility this was a planted thing?
I believe it is.
I do, too. I mean,
you're not the first person. I heard a lot of people say, I think it was China that did it, you know, and they mistakenly got out or did it on purpose. I don't know.
I still believe that those folks, they were over there in the streets for weeks protesting, and it was all pro-American protesting, remember? And they can't do nothing with them. Next thing you know, they got this virus out there. It's kind of weird that they got it over there, and it kind of slipped out. And all these people are hiding out, afraid they're going to die. And I don't even know. They kept the numbers of the amount that died kind of quiet for several weeks, and there many more.
Oh yeah, they didn't.
We've had, I believe, if the numbers are still current, I think it's like 37 here in the United States that have died from it. And I'm not trying to minimize it or anything, but it really does attack the older folks who are already not doing well, have some pre-existing ailments.
Sure.
But that's still bad that something like this would do it. But how do you get tested for this? Do you go into the doctor and say, I would like to be? Because isn't there some sort of an incubation period or something?
The CDC has some kind of test, but everything I've read, it's not very reliable. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a laboratory background. I don't know anything about the tests that they're developed with the coronavirus, but I can tell you, that these are antigen antibody tests, probably. They get a monoclonal, which means it's highly specific antigen antibody complex. So if that coronavirus, in other words, its outer layer, comes in contact with this antibody inside this test tube, whatever methodology they're using, it binds up and it shows up either in a color or some kind of reaction that, I mean, I don't know with the test. In the CDC, it's probably done in a more complex way. As these things come out and we have, like flu, we got a flu test, you know, and anybody can run one. You have a little test tube and you take the swab and you stick it up in their nose and their mouth and you stick it down in there and you put a drop of this and a drop of that, shake it, let it sit a few minutes. If it turns a color, you got the flu.
But I would recommend that you stick it in your mouth before you put it up your nose.
Well,
no, don't do it the other way.
I don't even know if they'd stick it up the nose. I mean, I'm just...
They swab you.
Good place to stick it, I guess.
But the thing is, the flu test is not reliable. It's like, you know, there's a percentage. They got so many false negatives and stuff. So everything has an incubation period. In other words, you can be sick for a while, but before you're actually exhibiting the viral itself, it's coming out of wherever it's coming out of.
Right.
You're coughing it, or if it's in your lungs, you're coughing.
And what can they give you for that? What can they do? Can they give you antibiotics, or is it...
No, antibiotics are not going to help you. Antibiotics would be something that would help you to keep you from being sick with something else because you've been compromised. What they do is they treat the symptoms just like they do the flu. And now, if you get bad enough, they're going to put you, you know, all the way up to like a ventilator. In other words, if you're sick with pneumonia, and that's what it causes, the worst part of it. Very few people, the way I understand it, get this pneumonia. 98% of the people either have a mild case of it or don't even know they have it. Or something like that. So, you know, I think they talk about the people who really get into trouble is a very, very small number that die. That's the reason why we don't have that many deaths yet.
And I saw a great way for, you know, they're wanting to raise more taxes for the Montgomery public schools. I saw a great way for them to raise some money without raising taxes. Because there was a company or organization over in England that was offering, it was like $1,500 for them to infect you with the coronavirus and let them study you and then cure you.
We could
send some of these school board folks over there, the ones that took that money that they can't find, and let them do that and raise money and help research, too.
You know, there's some weird things that have been going on in the financial world. One of the things that really is puzzling to the experts is, okay, stock prices are going down, but so are bond prices. And so are other things that are not supposed to be going down. They're supposed to be inverse. You know, when interest rates go down, bonds are supposed to become more valuable. For some weird reason, that's not really happening all the time. And then there's other things that are not happening.
Why
like,
is that, David?
Well, they don't know. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me unless it's the fear factor. The fear factor is what's causing all this commotion. I'm not going to buy that. I don't want that. You know, if you don't have a buyer, how are you going to sell?
That's right.
You know, so, and the weirdest thing is there's indicators like we knew this weeks and weeks and weeks ago. And I talked about it on the radio. I said, look out, we're about to have a potential collapse.
Yeah.
The long-range bond is much lower than short-term, and nobody listened to me.
I did.
I mean, the point I'm trying to make
is
there's indicators out there. I mean, you 9 times out of 10, when you see that, historically, there's been a recession or some kind of problem. So when we saw that, we should have been getting out of the market. Why would we say, those just stay in there? It'll be all right. Are you kidding me? The indicator said get out.
Well, probably people were sitting there thinking, that ain't going to happen. That's crazy. That's like in the movies.
Right? Now it's happening.
That's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask Terry, and you were talking about 1918. Now, wasn't the First World War going on about that time? Weren't we in the First World War?
Oh, yeah.
And was there any sort of a theory that that might have been part of something going on with the war, maybe to escalate the war or end the war?
To be honest, I haven't looked into that. I know that World War One, there was a lot of gas used, nerve gas, different chemicals were used until they banned them, purportedly. But I don't know. I haven't looked into that, to be honest.
Just wondered. I didn't know.
No, I just know that they say, I've read a little bit lately, they say one of the reasons why they do not want people all together is because they've learned things from, like, the 1918 virus that killed a lot of people, that if you keep people separated, it will slow it down. And that's the theory. The theory behind it is if you can't stop the coronavirus, you can just slow the infection rate down.
Right.
And hope that it goes away.
Now, as we said earlier, they've canceled the March Madness. Baseball's backed up a little while. What else?
Formula One's been canceled.
I saw that, and I have a friend on Facebook who His part-time gig is he referees soccer matches and stuff, and they have canceled, or actually they're going to meet and talk about canceling a lot of the tournaments and stuff.
Volleyball's been canceled. Soccer has been canceled, yes.
And I would just imagine that the fact that this is happening, this is going to, you know, breed fear among the populace.
Mm-hmm. And fear... When it's usually easy to buy and sell, like municipality bonds, and then you try to buy them or sell them, and they freeze up. That you can't even get the order in.
Right.
There's reports of this happening. This was in the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
This is being reported that these things are going on, and this is very unusual. Why would a stock market going down cause the ability to sell stuff that's considered safe is beyond me.
Well,
I can't understand it. If they can't understand it, I certainly can't understand it.
Well, I got a question here, and I would like to throw this out to you guys, you two, and to everybody listening. 272-9228, call us up if you have a comment on this. But I noticed a while ago somebody's pointing out that Alabama I think it was Alabama and West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only two states in this part of the country.
Yeah,
I think North Dakota up there where I've been up there. Don't nobody live up
they
there.
They don't have one either.
It's up there somewhere. It's one of them states up there because nobody is there. They're very sparse up there. They don't have any people up there. But if you got up tomorrow and you found out that you had the coronavirus, would you tell anybody, or would you quarantine yourself and call up the Walmart delivery, have them bring you a bunch of orange juice and aspirin, and just kind of lay low until it blew over? Would you let everybody know that you'd let some know.
First of all, you're not going to be able to wake up in the morning and find out you've got a coronavirus.
Well, this is one of them hypothetical questions.
Hypothetical.
But would you tell everybody and get everybody in a panic?
I would just go in a hole.
Uh-huh.
And then if they wanted to know, then I guess I'd tell them.
And then Forrest Gump has got it. I mean, Tom Hanks has got it now. And they're in Australia. And will they let him come back here, do you think?
Him, probably, yes. But your normal average person, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, last time he got stuck on an island, he had to float out, you know.
Maybe he would build one of those things.
You never know. 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call.
It was really sad when he cried over that volleyball.
They've been together for a while.
Yeah, it was emotional.
It's like a friend of mine. He's in the hospital.
I know.
And he had open heart surgery. It's been several months ago. And they had to take a vein out of his leg. You know, it's pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had nothing but trouble since then, and wound up today losing his big toe.
Oh, no.
And we've been kind of joking about it. I said, well, I know he hates that. I know he was attached to it and has had it since he was a child.
Yeah.
And I told him he could always get him a tattoo on his foot that says, gone to market. But he's doing good, though. He's doing really good. I talked to him on the phone just a little while ago. But, a lot of... A lot of conjecture about this thing. A lot of what would you do? I don't even know what the symptoms are. Anybody?
The symptoms are similar to the coronavirus. See, coronavirus usually causes something like a cold.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of like the flu.
Well, maybe. Yeah, kind of sort of.
Achy.
And usually, you get fever and all that kind of stuff. But usually it stays in your head region, in your nose region. It don't get down into your bronchial tubes and down into your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
The people who get it down to that low, they're the ones that get the bad stuff.
Right.
And so a lot less people get it down there, thank the Lord. And, you know, and then only the people who are compromised, you know, like their immunity, like old folks and people have problems, probably are the only ones that really get into issues.
I still say, if everybody go by the Chinese place once a day, get them a big thing of that egg drop soup. We'd all be.
That's got some good stuff.
That's got enough sodium in it to eat through steel. It's good too.
So, for you folks out there that said, you know, maybe I don't want to take the risk of it going down any further.
Yeah.
Maybe I would like to talk to David about, is there a way I could get off? You know, some of these people I'm talking to, they got some cash mixed with some bonds and things like that, and they got, you know, so maybe you're not hit as bad as you think you could.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we got a few little rescue avenues that we can actually some of these insurance companies can apply a bonus to your portfolio and bring you up.
Yeah, kind of offset sure that you loss, up. Yeah.
So if you're afraid of, you know, or if you want to be playing it safe, sort of like the government's trying to play it safe and keep us all apart, mm-hmm. if you want to kind of play it safe and, you know, not lose as much, we got some avenues.
I know a phone number.
Okay.
It's 279-7431. If you would like to call David Ernest, 279-7431. He's got a website at retirewithernest.com. Got that Facebook page over there at Health and Wealth with David Ernest. Go over there and check that out. Lots of good information there. Or you can give us a call at 272-9228. And talk to David on the air. You might decide later you want to talk to him off the air and set up an appointment. It's absolutely free, no obligation, and you will learn something. You might even get a little peace of mind knowing that it's not as bad as it seems and you can still do something.
You know, Terry, in 1963...
November 1963?
A probable coup was pulled on us.
Yes, it was.
And I think it was.
I do, too.
Could this possibly be another way that a coup could be happening, maybe?
Absolutely, it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, the question I always ask myself is, how long has the media been controlled and weaponized? It's a lot longer than we think.
Mm-hmm.
63, we know it was, because we had Cronkite lie to us about the rifle they found up in the so-called sniper's nest.
Mm-hmm.
Boldface lied. They also lied to us about whether Lee Harvey Oswald had failed a paraffin test.
Mm-hmm.
It was proven he had not fired a weapon that day, but they told us that he had, which was a lie.
Quick question, though. The thing about the rifle, give me the rundown. I know you said...
Okay, there's video of them going up in the so-called sniper's
nest. The guy holding the rifle up above his head.
It's a Mauser. You can see it written on the stock. It's a German World War II sniper rifle called a Mauser.
And he was shot with...
Supposedly, the gun, it changed to a Mannlicher Carcano, an Italian POS rifle. They called it the freedom rifle.
POS. Yeah.
It was a POS.
Pretty much,
yes.
Yeah. You'd have been better if you run up behind him and beat him to death with it. Yeah.
They called it the freedom rifle because it malfunctioned so often you weren't going to kill anybody with
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of people been trying to duplicate that. Nobody seems to be able to duplicate the shots.
And you know the thing that I always found odd about that footage of the man holding the rifle up?
What's that?
Fingerprints, maybe? Evidence? I mean, he's getting his hands all over it,
They found none of... the only prints they found up there were one of Malcolm Wallace, who was LBJ's right-hand man, his paid assassin.
Uh-huh.
Those were the only prints they found up there.
And, I've always thought that Oswald, I think he was kind of dirty, but I think he was a patsy.
He was a
patsy. Well, he said he was.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, yeah, of course he did.
Well,
but,
I know, but it sounds almost genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Okay. The police department at Dallas, you got Agent... I think his name was Posty from the FBI that came in there and that interviewed Oswald for like an hour and a half. He tore his notes up.
Uh-huh.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
The man just shot the commander-in-chief of the greatest nation on the face of the earth. You interview him, you get all this information, and you destroy it?
He got a phone call.
And why would someone who was in the CIA on their deathbed say that they were a shooter of the assassination?
Exactly.
Why would you smear you and your family like that unless it was true? Why
Eddie
would
Howard
you?
Hunt.
Yeah, why?
I'll tell you what, it's...
It doesn't make any sense.
The big game is what it was called.
And people who were witness to this, I forget how many there were, but they say that that many people associated with one event meeting an early demise... The numbers are just astronomical
that
it would happen because people were like dying from, you know, blunt force trauma and falling down elevator shafts and all that kind of stuff. And Zapruder, bless his heart. I mean, he really didn't. He might have made money off of it. I don't know. They paid him for that film, didn't they? Or was it a dollar?
Sold it to Life magazine, and they kept it. They had no intention of releasing it until, thank God, that Mr. Garrison, which the movie JFK is based on, sued to have it released.
Yeah.
That's the only way we got to see the Zapruder film. And what we see is not the original Zapruder film. Several frames have been removed. When the FBI took it from Zapruder, the day of the assassination, they kept it. I think a couple of weeks before he got it back, and they had edited it.
Well, you can clearly see the first shot hit him in the throat.
Yes.
And you could see him reaching for his throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, I believe, the second one hit him from the front, didn't
yes.
it? And Oswald was supposed to be behind it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that POS rifle you're talking about to throw that cartridge out with that bolt action and get a bead back on a moving target. And Oswald was good, but he wasn't that good.
No.
Robin Hood.
And, you know, there's so many other things that are puzzling.
Mm-hmm.
Oswald was in Russia for, what, 5 or 10 years?
I think
he might have been a double agent,
he
you
was.
Know?
Mm-hmm. It was an operation the agency was doing to get some of our guys over there to get embedded within the government in mm-hmm. Russia. Yeah, exactly. He was a double agent.
And, you know, Oswald had a mistress. I forget her name, but...
Judith Vary Baker.
Yeah, she worked for the CIA also. She mm-hmm. was in the laboratory business. She was a laboratorian that they were trying to figure out how to give cancer to
Castro.
Fidel Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there's some evidence that shows that Lee Harvey Oswald almost made it to Mexico, or if not making it, I mean to Cuba. He went to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
but he tried to get all the way down to Cuba, supposedly.
Well, her mm-hmm. story is fascinating. She was a high school senior who was, like you said, she worked in a laboratory. She was I wouldn't call her a physicist. I guess she was into genetics and stuff.
Well, like
she had
a biologist or something.
Yes, and she had done some amazing work, enough that it caught the attention of the agency. So they mm-hmm. went down there and recruited her straight out of high school.
Yeah.
She winds up in New Orleans working for Dr. Mary, and I can't ever remember her last name.
Mm-hmm.
There's a book written about this called Dr. Mary's Monkey.
Uh-huh.
She says she was at the post office.
I saw that. What? Oh, no, this is a whole different thing.
She was at the post office, and somebody dropped something, and she made a comment in Russian.
Uh-oh.
And Lee Harvey Oswald was behind her, and he recognized the language. They got to talking. Next thing you know, they're lovers.
Mm-hmm.
So she's deeply involved in this. She knows. She knows what happened. She moved. She doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah. They death threats on her.
Yes.
And, you know, Oswald was buried. I think he was buried in a grave with a different name on it. Is that right, or was it an unmarked grave? Anyway, there was this thing not long ago that they actually, I think it was his brother or somebody, they exhumed the body for some reason, and he sued for possession of the coffin.
Hmm.
And I think he got it. But, well, you know, that was a money-making thing, though.
Yeah.
J.D. Tippit, you should recognize that.
Yeah.
That's the police officer mm-hmm. that supposedly Lee Harvey Oswald gunned down that day.
Right.
Here's the story or the conspiracy deep down in the rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
J.D. Tippit was the spitting image of JFK.
Wow.
Identical. If you look at their pictures, they look exactly alike.
Hmm.
The story is he was killed in a particular way so they could use his body for the autopsy.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it makes perfect sense.
Oh, wow.
It's possible. Because they did a switcheroo on the body.
Yes.
The FBI or CIA stole the body from the authorities in Dallas, and there never was a proper autopsy.
That's right.
Until it would, well, who knows what was done. So here's the thing. Could it be that we are being set up so that Trump would lose?
Uh-huh.
Could this be a form of a coup?
Yes.
We don't really believe our government anymore. So if someone were to kill Trump, we would think there was something behind it. And it would mm-hmm. be, you know. But what if they get rid of him another way? In other words, they destroy the stock market, they destroy the economy. And I noticed today that Joe Biden was going around bad-mouthing and playing like hysteria himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
following
saying some
script.
That, you know, the whole bottom's going to fall out and all that kind of stuff. It sounds almost suspect when you hear all this.
I think Joe's pretty much running around just telling whatever they tell him to tell.
Well, if he can remember.
Bless his heart. He's
borderline delusional. He's out there.
And Bernie is just
open and socialist.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they realize that Sanders is a disaster for him if he runs.
Mm-hmm.
So what do? You destroy the whole
Let me
economy.
Let me tell you what happens. Hillary Clinton comes in to save
I keep hearing
the day.
That.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Write
they're,
it down.
They're showing all the, there's, was it 46 states that have the coronavirus?
Well,
I was just looking on, I on see. TV here.
Well, you know, it's probably everywhere. It's a virus. It's just like the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not just like the flu. I'm not saying it's just like the flu. What I'm trying to say is it's a virus like the flu is a virus.
Okay. I got a question. I didn't mean to cut you off, but you made me think of something I was going to ask you a minute ago. You're talking about the guy who looked like Kennedy.
J.D. Tippit, yeah.
Okay, so now, what happened to Kennedy? He was in the car, right? He was the one who was shot.
Yeah.
But they used...
Well, do you remember the airplane that supposedly flew the casket with Kennedy in it back? It had his wife. And
yep.
He wasn't in that plane. We know that.
Okay.
His body was not in that casket.
Okay.
They took him to a base and then flew him out from there in a separate plane.
Okay. Now, I have
probably
actually
switcheroo.
I've actually seen this. There's supposedly, well, I've seen it, so I know it's there. It might be on YouTube or Google or something. You look on it, and it's an actual picture of Kennedy laying there, dead, with his face. Well, his head was almost taken off.
Yes.
And I mean,
the guy even explains that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you got a picture of him laying there, and you can tell the man's dead. He's got that.
His eyes are open.
Yeah. And we do know that Kennedy, his head basically explodes in some of those pictures.
Oh, yeah. He's bad shape. Yeah.
I tell you what, it's... It just makes you wonder.
You know, it was terrible.
What is our government capable of? We know that.
Well, they're capable of anything.
They're capable of that. We don't know what else.
They could do anything. You know, and there's so much other evidence. For example, this mistress thing again. Madeline Brown, we've talked about this before. She's a mistress of LBJ.
Mm-hmm.
LBJ was about to go to the penitentiary.
That's right.
He was his trigger man was killing everybody.
Malcolm Wallace.
And he was probably involved with the assassination too, supposedly.
He was.
But according to Madeline Brown, she said that LBJ and J. Edgar Hoover and some oil guy named Hunt and... And then that guy that killed Ruby.
Jack Ruby.
I think they were all there.
Jack Ruby killed Lee Harvey Oswald.
They were all there, she claims, the night before the assassination. And she clearly says that LBJ got real upset and said, I promise you that after tomorrow... That Irish mafia will never bother us again. Now,
and you know,
why would someone say something like that?
And you know, Ruby had cancer. He had terminal cancer. He didn't care. You know, he probably
he's the mob. If you do a lot of study, you know that the mob kills a lot of people for the CIA. They're their hit people.
Yes, they work together.
Somebody had told me one time that if they had let the mafia handle the Vietnam War, it would have been over in 2 days.
Oh yeah, they'd go over and hit everybody.
You walk in,
Mr. Holman.
Well, that's another conspiracy. The Vietnam War. Kennedy was about to bring the Vietnam War down.
Yes,
in other words,
was.
Stop it.
Bringing them back.
And they didn't want that to happen
because
Texas was making money off oil. Back then, there were a lot of rubber trees in Vietnam. People don't know this, but there were a lot of... I asked a veteran, I said, were there any rubber plants? Oh, yeah, there were. He said, matter of fact, there was a huge fine if you were caught shooting into one.
Because the bullet would bounce off.
They were on the no-hit.
Yeah, but think about it.
Really?
That was probably what was being protected.
Yes.
Just like these... That if you look at the wars, there's always a natural resource.
Uh-huh.
Okay, natural resources are the reason most of the time for our religion. But it all wraps into natural resources and money and
You're
power
right.
and all this other stuff. So maybe them pulling the stock market down has something to do with the coup.
You never know. Well, you know,
maybe
if you can blame it on Donald Trump and get him out of the White House,
and make him look like he don't know what he's doing,
exactly,
and all this kind of crazy.
Look at what the economy did to Bush. You know, it's the economy, stupid.
Well,
got him kicked out of office.
And you know what was so bad?
Thank God.
Is I really was a Bush supporter.
I'm sorry.
And then in the past 3 or 4 years, I've seen their true colors. And it just kind of upset me a little bit because it's like he was on the other side all the time.
Where do you think they were from?
The Bushes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they say Texas, but it's probably like Russia or something.
No, they were from way up north. They were transplants.
Really?
I see, I thought they were Texans, too. And I said, a Texan wouldn't do that. Uh-uh.
Well, have they gotten down there long enough so they sound like Texas folks?
Some of them do.
Okay. Because what's his name? Jeb. I think Jeb, they brought him down from up north. He just, bless his heart.
He's a doofus.
He is. A lovable guy, but just
a doofus.
And, you know,
Mr. Yeah, well, he was being groomed for the next president.
Well, they thought, bless his heart, and it just didn't fly.
No,
but I don't know. I tell you, it's just it's all so scary. You think about all of it: the stock market, the coronavirus, and our government. Yeah. Our government. What country would be safe for us to seek political asylum in anymore? Nothing, I don't think.
Nothing.
No.
And all the satellites and everything you can't hide from these people.
You might could go to Switzerland. I don't know.
No. People were hiding their money in Switzerland.
Uh-huh.
Hey. The government's going over there and finding it.
There we go. We got a phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. You're on the air. Who's
don't
this?
Cuss.
And don't cuss.
I'm not going to cuss.
Okay.
Aren't y'all talking about Vietnam?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you a very interesting story.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you my name.
Good.
I'm
all
just going to tell you my handle is BP.
Okay.
Okay. My dad, in 1955, was working for a seismograph company out of Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
He was transferred to French Indochina. Vietnam was known as French Indochina
right.
in that era.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. All right. And the French were already in there basically fighting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oui,
oui. Okay. They sent my dad in there with this seismograph company. And they found oil right outside of Saigon. They did it with what they call a thumper fruit. Do y'all know what that is?
No, sir.
Okay, what they do is they have a machine mounted on a truck that vibrates the ground.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they find, through looking at the layers, that's how they find the oil.
Uh-huh. Okay, so
they found oil right outside of Saigon.
Uh-huh.
Now, this was in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
Esso, which was a big company back in that era.
What was
Esso
the name? What was the company?
I won't tell you.
Oh, I mean, you just...
Well, it doesn't matter. It was called Robert H. Ray Geophysics.
Okay.
Okay, they were out of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, Esso was sent in there to drill a test well.
Mm-hmm.
They drilled that test well. And the well flowed over 50,000 barrels of oil a day. They capped it, and they've never drilled another well.
Hmm. Now, help me
out.
And
you are correct. You are correct about the rubber plantations.
Uh-huh.
At that time, Vietnam and that area over there was one of the biggest suppliers to the world of raw rubber.
Right.
And at that time... The Texans and their oil was imported to be used with the rubber to make tires.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, one question here now, that oil that they capped and never used again, now like oil just kind of translates into money. Would that have been something that would have catapulted Vietnam up the ladder a little bit, make them a richer country?
Yeah. Well, of course it would have. Uh-huh.
But the company out of Houston, I think where he's going with this is the company out of Houston didn't want anyone to get into that oil because it would make the people out of Houston and their oil wells and their offshore rigs basically worthless or not valuable.
Wow.
Is that right?
Well, yeah, to a degree. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There was a lot of government hanky-panky.
Always.
In the situation.
Always.
That they had found in 55 and 56, one of your biggest oil fields in the world was Venezuela. Okay? Mm-hmm. And up around Lake Maracaibo, back in that area in Venezuela.
Yeah.
And this would have really basically screwed up everything in Venezuela if they would have started drilling in Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, there's never been another well drilled in Vietnam to this day.
So I'm here.
I've never heard of them being a big oil producer, no.
Big secret then.
Yeah. Well, and I think probably what it is it's virgin oil territory, and they've been sitting on it all these years.
Just waiting for the right time, huh?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hey, that's a very...
Like I said, that is personal knowledge. That ain't no BS. Gotcha.
Well, I appreciate that.
I was a child.
Yeah.
And our family was there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad was during the Korean conflict. They offered him to be an advisor and go over there, and he said it was where the French were in Vietnam. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there was a lot of Americans that were being sent over there. And I said, well, were you going to go over there for? Oh no, we would be, you know, we'd be a secret. You know, nobody was supposed to know we're over there advising them. Showing them how to fight.
Well, I gotta get off the horn, but I thought you guys would find that interesting.
We did. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Mystery Caller, and call us up anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Boy, that's interesting.
Interesting.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I had no idea. So you got this...
black helicopters.
I know. They're going to be following us.
You get used to that for a while.
You got Vietnam over there sitting on his big... deposit of dinosaur bones,
mm-hmm.
and I had no idea about the rubber trees, though. I didn't know.
I
didn't know.
Boy, Hitler would have killed to have got his hands on that.
Don't you know it?
Uh-huh.
Don't you know it,
man?
I mean, Germany was so contained that they were making, you know, oil synthetically.
That's right.
I mean, they had, but look what they did. They were making enough synthetic oil to fight us. Those mm-hmm. people were smart.
Well,
if they had just started a little bit earlier, they could have whipped everyone. We'd always be speaking in German, Spaten Sie Deutsch.
And I'm going to say this, I'm probably going to get, you know, in bad trouble, but, you know, Hitler had this plan, and he was doing okay, and then this thing about killing people come up. And he really went sideways there, you know, because when he took over, Germany was in the toilet. I mean, it was bad.
But you know, they were very curious about UFOs and flying saucers. They were trying to make them.
And he was into the occult. And there was this thing on the other day and said toward the end of the war, I don't even think they were feeding these people. They were giving the soldiers meth. Mm-hmm. And they were like zombies.
They were driving tanks for like 3 days straight.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, it was just nuts. And, you know,
superhuman.
Yeah, he went way off, too. You know,
he's probably in Argentina, where his bones are, probably.
Well, supposedly he had syphilis and had gone insane when he's in the bunker over there.
They took him, put him in a submarine. He's in Argentina. Uh-huh.
He died in the 80s.
Had this thing where they found him out in the parking lot. Well, I guess it was out in the parking lot, wherever it was. I guess bunkers have parking lots. I don't know. But they threw gas all over Eva Braun and burnt her up. Or a woman's body was burned.
Yeah, those were fakes.
They found him and they showed a picture of him. It looked a little bit like him, kind
of
like...
Yeah, they're maybe, fake.
One of his doubles.
Yeah.
But you know, the Russians, they supposedly had the bodies, and they did some kind of test on them.
There's that guy that was making a joke about the virus on TV.
I don't remember if it was the DNA. One of them, he wasn't right. I don't know if it was DNA or whatever, something that didn't check out. And they said, well, this is probably not the bodies. Mm-hmm. So it makes you think there never were anybody.
No, they weren't. They knew that.
I even had heard at one point... that Hitler was here. He was in the United States at one point.
Well, if he can go to Argentina, he can probably get in a sub and come to the United States.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
there's a lot of places that you could just come up and swim to shore.
And, you know, Terry, you're going to know what I'm talking about. There's Terry and I both love Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole thing about Mr. Hister. He's hiding out in an apartment building in London, and the landlady comes in, good morning, Mr. Hister.
Good morning, mein Frau.
And he's got the little mustache and everything, and got a polo shirt on. You know?
It's funny you say Hister.
Well, that's from the from the quatrains of Nostradamus.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, I read a weird thing about Nostradamus. You know, they buried him in this tomb, and they just stuck him in there, and they sealed it up, and they opened it up many years later.
I think I know where
they find him standing there.
Yes.
With a placard around his neck of the year that they opened the tomb.
Exactly. I saw that.
Did you see that, too?
I saw that on History Channel. Yeah.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Uh-huh.
You know, so... I don't trust this stuff.
That's not true.
Look, you don't like that? That's not a good one?
No. I don't trust the government, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, no.
You can't trust the government.
You know, this stuff that's happening in the market, we knew that it was going to have to adjust. But the way it's being manipulated now, you should be able to sell bonds. You should be able to sell municipal bonds. You should be able to sell other things. Gold going down. That makes absolutely no sense.
And when was the last time gold really went down?
I mean, in disasters, gold goes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down. They're talking about negative interest rates. I don't think in the United States we're going to see negative interest rates. If we do, you might as well just cat it bar the door.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a disaster. I don't think that that's going to happen. I think we're going to plod along for a little while, maybe a year or two or three at the most,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll be going back up, unless something else that we don't suspect is out there. Now, we didn't know about the coronavirus. What else is there?
Mm-hmm.
If they're trying to get rid of our president, what else would they do if they're behind this?
I'll tell you something I've noticed, and was it you and I talking about it a while ago that last night, When he was doing the address, that he just, things didn't look right.
Yeah,
he just kind of was looking away from the camera.
He didn't look right. He didn't even look like he was looking at the camera.
And I noticed a minute ago I got a big TV up here in front of us that we can see, and they were showing him, and it looked like an old. Oh, you remember we used to have the old type color TVs, yeah. Some of the first ones, and the color started going bad,
yeah.
And he looked like that, and then they cut to the other people, and they looked normal. I mean, I don't know how deep this goes.
We don't know.
I mean,
we have no idea.
We're watching
what
Fox
they would go through or two to get rid of the president.
We're watching Fox News, and they're getting a little suspect.
They will do everything, including starting the Third World War, to prevent Trump from doing what he's doing.
And that is whole thing about draining the swamp.
Yeah, the New World Order.
I tell you what, man,
Think about this, guys. If Hillary Clinton had won the presidency, we would still not know about the violation of the FISA court. We wouldn't know about how corrupt the FBI is.
Mm-hmm.
Think of all the stuff that we found out only because Donald Trump was elected president.
Mm-hmm.
That would still be going on and be getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
And yeah. if David Ernest had done something, you know, like Hillary had done, he would be somewhere making little rocks out of big rocks.
If he had sent classified information over a private server, yes, he would be in federal prison right now.
But I'll tell you what.
So would I and you.
Yes, but none of us are going to do any of that.
I don't know anything about classified information.
David is not going to do that, but I'll tell you what he will do.
He'll make you some money.
He will. He'll help you with your portfolio. Call him at 279-7431. 279-7431. And we've actually got a couple phone calls.
We got
time for one. Maybe both of them. We'll see. You are on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
This is Barry.
Hey, Barry, what's going on?
Man, I don't know. Just listen to I don't care. You know that if you two cycles smoke, cures the coronavirus.
Does it?
Two stroke.
Oh, I love
smoke.
It.
Oh, that's like a motorcycle. So you need the better ones, huh? Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Well, I like the theory.
All right, hey, Bear. Thanks a lot.
Hey, on the Project Blue Book, did you ever hear about Kennedy maybe getting involved with a Project Blue Book back in the early 50s.
I've heard that he demanded all the files be put on his desk, and he died within 3 days of that.
That's what
I read.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't know.
But I mean, back when he first got to be a senator, he was checking into all that, trying to find out about it. I
haven't heard that.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right, Barry. Well, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks for listening. All right. And we might be able to get this other one in here, I think. Hang on. Health and Wealth Show, okay. You're on the air. This is Rusty. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hello, Rusty. This is Chris. I just sent a message to Terry on his Clearing the Air Facebook page, but I was curious if you had seen this recent one where they've taken pictures of Joe Biden where he's been groping and molesting the women, the pictures of him doing that to the women, but they've photoshopped pictures of Japanese anime girls that have the right expression, considering what he's doing to them, and they're flushing.
Absolutely.
And I sent him a link to his Clearing the Air Facebook page where he could hopefully maybe pull it up and look at them. There's like four pictures, but it's hilarious, and I hope somebody hacks his web page or Facebook page and posts them on his official page.
Puts that on there. He's Creepy Joe, all right.
He's a weird one.
Yes, he is.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Chris.
Appreciate
y'all
it.
Y'all have a good afternoon.
You too. Uh-huh. You too. All right. We got both those calls in.
Yes, we did.
I got a song I want to play for Terry and for you, but we need to close things out. Now, tomorrow night, it's a special classic rerun. We'll be back live Monday night. Terry will be back live on Saturday night from 6 until 10 with Clearing the Air.
Yep.
And any final thoughts,
yes.
Mr. Ernest?
Anyone who has uncomfortable feelings about what's going on out there,
mm-hmm.
if you'll call me at 279-7431, I'll call you back and I'll discuss it with you.
Yeah.
If you've got any uncomfortable feelings about how your portfolio is performing and if there's ways to, you know, make things better before they might get worse,
yeah.
279-7431. Feel free to call. It's a free call. 279-7431.
Thank cool. you so much, sir. Great show. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
And I don't know if you've ever heard this one. This is from Was Not Was. They did a song called Walk the Dinosaur back when the...
Yeah, I remember
this,
that.
This is off of that album.
Okay.
And it is about the Kennedy assassination. It's you have to kind of, you know, they lay it all out here. It's kind of odd, but I thought you would enjoy it. Thanks for listening to the Health and Wealth Show. See you next time.
How to kill at 11 miles an hour. Such a deadly speed.